you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about, I guess, a sweepstakes prize that the system is telling me that I have won after taking a Walgreens survey. I have a question about it. Can I ask you?
Yes.
My name is Karen Rodriguez. I'm sorry, what was your name?
Lena.
Lena?
Yes, ma'am. What was your question about the...
Well, I'm a little confused as far as what, if I actually earned a reward from the survey, which the survey for Walgreens that you take online with a code that was given to me on my receipt, that part was fine. I took the survey and then, you know, promising a $90 reward, and then there was a selection of prizes, and I chose a Dyson vacuum, so just click the button on claim, and then... Before I filled out the address, I didn't go any further. It did bring me to the Dyson page, sweepstakes page, and then at the bottom it says you've entered a sweepstakes to like possibly win one of these prizes, including a Dyson. So first of all, I'm confused as to whether the $90 reward promised from taking the survey is actually, you know, being used for this Dyson vacuum choice, or if I'm entering to possibly win a prize.
It's a chance to enter and win the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay, so that was really deceptive, because when I got the text message actually from Walgreens about taking the survey, it actually says, and of course, earn your $90 reward, which I thought was, you know, a lot of money. I thought it was unusual, but still, I know sometimes there's product promotions going on. So I thought it was legitimate that I was going to take the survey and then choose one of these prizes. So that's not the case. I have not actually won a prize, right, or earned a prize, a $90 prize.
Correct.
Okay. All right, that's all. Just another lesson about deceptive advertising. So thank you anyway. Bye.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.